This is episode number 2137 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Spoiler alert from Jeopardy last night. Amy Schneider is making Jeopardy history. She's claimed her 39th consecutive win, which surpasses Matt Amodio as the second most winning contestant on the game show. Ken Jennings, who's partnered with Monty Bialik to take over hosting duties, still holds the top spot after he won 74 back-to-back games in 2004.
Right.
So, Amy, you got a long ways to go, hon.
Yeah.
But she's winning a bunch of money. She's 42. She's a software engineering manager. She has made $1.3 million in prize
Jeepers.
Money so far. 39 days, not bad for 39 days worth of work. And she didn't do it in 39 days, by the way. They film five episodes of Jeopardy in a day. So she's worked 7-8 days tops.
Now,
$1.3 million.
After taxes, though.
Wow, it doesn't matter. She's smart. She's smart. She knows her crap. Or she knows her trivia, anyway. So,
she ain't done.
I could not compete on Jeopardy.
You don't think so?
No. I'd be the guy at the end going like, oh, and you, John Van Camp, have minus $40,000. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't play Final Jeopardy. For the Who Cares News.
Final Jeopardy is for each contestant. But,
but you.
Not you.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
This one was kind of a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, sweet little Anna.
Yeah, from what was
Into the Woods, and of course she's been on Pitch Perfect.
Perfect.
She can sing. The girl can sing.
Yes, she can. Mm-hmm. I like Pitch Perfect.
And the Hilton commercials.
Oh yes, yes.
She did the Hilton commercials for a couple of years.
Anywho, she's dating.
She is. Well, that's
she's
good.
She's been dating for the same person for over a year.
Yeah. Who?
SNL comedian Bill Hader.
I'm speechless. Well, now wait a minute. Now, what do these guys have on SNL? Now think
about
this.
That's a good question.
Jost is with ScarJo. Pete Davidson's with Kim. John Mulaney impregnated Olivia Munn.
Yes.
Now Bill Hader with Anna Kendrick. How is this even possible? Oh, and then of course Olivia Wilde. For a while, you know she.
Well,
and,
yeah.
You know.
Well, for a long while.
I don't like Jason Sudeikis still to this day.
Still to this day.
I do like him as Ted Lasso.
Have you watched it, though?
I've watched a little bit of it.
He's a sweet character.
He's a sweet character in that. Yeah.
I bet you barely made it through the first episode.
I slept through it. Okay.
The two met on the set. Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. Bill Hader.
Back to them. Met on the set of their 2019 Disney Plus Christmas movie, Noel.
Haven't seen it.
In which they play siblings. Well, siblings.
Siblings? Oh, no, that's even scarier.
And they're trying to save the family business after their dad, S. Claus, dies.
S. Claus. Oh, my God.
So Twitter kind of lost it over the news.
Oh, I'm kind of like up there. I'm like.
Now, one user wrote,
uh-huh.
You'll love this one.
Uh-huh.
Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader are the Pete and Kim for people who listen to podcasts.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
There was another post that said, Bill Hader dating Anna Kendrick might be the only antidote to this Kim K. Pete Davidson fresh hell of a nightmare.
I like that one. That one's good.
And another.
Oh, there's another.
I never thought I'd be jealous of Bill Hader. He gets to date Anna Kendrick, and I'm in sweatpants wishing I was Bill Hader.
How did they keep this quiet?
I don't know. I'm sure more will surface.
I'm sure more people will be jealous.
Well, Julia Fox.
Yeah.
Who I hadn't even heard of until she started dating Ye.
Yeah.
Sets the record straight on her Forbidden Fruits podcast.
Oh, is that what she calls her podcast?
And insists that she's not dating Mr. Ye West, for his money or fame.
Oh, I cried BS.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, she says dating men with money is just her type.
Oh, well, okay. She's willing to admit that.
Should be a lot of our type given the chance, but, you know, always looking for a good sugar daddy.
Yeah, right.
All right, so she claims she's been dating billionaires her entire adult life.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
It's very interesting because she was married.
Right.
And her ex-hubby, who was an airline pilot.
Yeah.
He doesn't make millions.
No, hell no.
Or billions.
No. Not unless he owns the airline.
He probably makes about $93,000 a
year. That's not a billionaire.
So not quite. And
not
she
even
has
close.
A son with him. So I don't,
okay.
I guess he doesn't. Maybe he didn't make enough money, so they had to split.
No, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kanye.
Yeah. They split about a year ago.
Oh, my God.
So now Julia also says she's not interested in it being all eyes on her.
Oh, no, of course not.
Really?
It's not about her.
No.
Not about her.
So on the podcast, she mentions that she's more interested in people see her art.
Her art.
Ask her about
her
movie.
Art?
Her book.
Oh.
Her art.
She has a book? She has art? What?
Whatever.
It's like finger painting that's hanging on the refrigerator by a magnet? What's the deal? What's the deal here? You know what? And I'm like you. I've never, and maybe you and I, you know, under a rock, but I don't even know who she is.
No.
I read about her. She's an actress. She was in the movie Uncut Gems.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. And so, okay. I mean, were we supposed to know who she is? I don't know. Was she a Maxim girl?
So why is he dating?
I don't know.
And so why is he dating an unknown?
Well, she's not an unknown. She's an actress.
Right.
And
but she's not, like, you know, super, super popular.
She makes him laugh. I'm sure that's what it is.
Oh,
isn't that what it's always?
Probably.
It's always that.
Yeah, it's that. Well, they're
she makes me laugh.
They're at Paris Fashion Week this week.
Of course they are.
Probably dressing alike.
And they're dressing alike.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah.
You know? I thought, I've heard that she's his muse. He needs a muse. Ye needs a muse. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
She's his muse. Uh-huh. So. And what was the name of her podcast? Passion Fruit. Forbidden Passion.
Forbidden Fruits.
Forbidden Fruits. See, I knew it was like Passion Fruit. There's iced tea somewhere in there. I don't know what the hell that is. Oh, my God. Forbidden Fruits. I mean, that sounds so Adam and Eve-ish, right?
Uh-huh.
Forbidden Fruits. Ooh, uh-huh. my. Ooh, la, la. My goodness. You know who's a good muse? Would be Halle Berry, of course.
Halle Berry.
Now, that's a muse, okay? We know.
I will give you a pass on this one.
Okay,
you actually,
fine. I'm trying.
It actually makes sense.
Well, she is. She's my muse.
She's your muse.
She just doesn't know it.
And your screensaver on your phone.
That's right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. See you then, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.